And let's go to Los Angeles next, where the murder trial of legendary music producer Phil Spector is winding down. It's been more than 4 years since he was arrested in the shooting death of actress Lana Clarkson. Now, yesterday, the jury went on a field trip to see Spector's mansion, which is where Clarkson died. NPR's Mendalee Del Barco reports.
Wearing sweatpants, T-shirts, and sandals, Phil Spector and his wife Rochelle reportedly watched grim-faced as jurors paraded through part of his castle-like mansion in the L.A. suburb Alhambra.
They made it clear they would have liked a reenactment, but that was not to be.
Associated Press special correspondent Linda Deutsch was the only journalist allowed inside to observe as the jurors toured the exact location where Lana Clarkson was found dead of a bullet wound through the mouth.
Some of the jurors wanted to sit in the chair that was the duplicate of the chair in which Lana Clarkson died. They were sitting slumped in the chair with the arm over the side like hers was and their feet out in front of them.
Jurors also inspected the ornate foyer and living room, which featured gruesome blown-up photos of Clarkson's body. Spector is accused of murdering the actress after she went home with him for a drink the night they met at the House of Blues nightclub.
The long and winding road.
Those words could have been prophetic for Phil Spector. The legendary musical guru worked with everyone from the Beatles to the Ramones, the Righteous Brothers, and 1960s girl groups like the Shangri-Las. In the studio, Spector created a renowned layered recording technique dubbed the Wall of Sound. Later, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer walled himself off as a recluse with a bizarre reputation for wielding guns. During the murder trial, prosecutor Alan Jackson introduced four different women who testified that Spector held each of them at gunpoint at his home.
Before Lana Clarkson came Stephanie Jennings.
He had his gun with him, and he pulled a chair and put it in front of the door and said that I wasn't going anywhere.
And before her, Dorothy Melvin.
He got up and he backhanded me with the pistol again and said, "I told you to take your effing clothes off."
And before her, Melissa Grosvenor.
He walked right up to me and held the gun right to my face with just inches between my eyes and said, "If you try to leave, I'm going to kill you."
And before her, Diane Halder.
I cared about him. He didn't have to do that. You know, he could have been romantic and been, but he did it by gunpoint. He wanted to rape me.
A fifth woman is set to testify against Spector, but from the beginning, his lawyer, Bruce Cutler, argued that Clarkson killed herself.
The evidence indicates to you that this was a self-inflicted gunshot wound, that at the time of the discharge of the weapon, of the gun, it was in her mouth, by her own hand, not by Mr. Spector's.
Lana Clarkson's main acting role of note was in the B-movie The Barbarian Queen, where she played a sword-wielding warrior.
Where did you come from?
Same place I came from.
Hold!
During the trial, Spector's lawyer showed the jury a 20-minute audition video by Lana Clarkson.
Oh, my mama knew all about that band movement. Welcome to my show.
Clarkson is shown in blackface imitating Little Richard, and she does a few skits. Legal expert Lori Levinson says it was an effort to show that the 40-year-old actress was desperate.
What their witnesses have said about her is essentially she was a loser, and she was not getting much of an acting career, and her life had become a pathetic existence, pathetic enough that she was willing to go over to a stranger's house and kill herself.
Daniel Kreps has been blogging about the trial every day for RollingStone.com. He keeps note of Spector's demeanor.
He's gone through many different looks and styles. It started out with that weird mad scientist afro look, and since then he's changed wigs about four or five times. His style of suits have changed. I think he whipped out his disco-era suits out of his large closet.
The bizarre antics, the Hollywood B-list names, the references to musical history, all have made for the kind of celebrity trial Los Angeles is known for, says Levinson.
He's kind of a has-been. I mean, it's sad to say. His music was great.
That's what Phil Spector no doubt would like to be remembered for, the music, not what's been happening in a Los Angeles courtroom. If the 67-year-old Spector is convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. Mendalee Del Barco, NPR News.